All right, let's get to our usual crunch time wrap on a Friday when we play the SMH card and take a peek at the world of sports the last week and wonder if people actually know it's the information age and you don't sneak under the radar with words and actions. We call it the tool shed. We offer up a handful of nominees before our actual inductee, but first of all, we call upon our landlord and proprietor to open said Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, let's start with Hamilton Tiger Cat CEO Scott Mitchell. You know, he thought he was going to hire Art Briles in 2017 with pending cases involving some of the most vile crimes against women you can think of. And these idiots decided it was time to move on already. Wrong. Then after admitting they made a mistake in front of the media, Mitchell went on SN 590, The Fan in Toronto. Didn't sound as contrite playing the media and society refused to let Briles continue his coaching career. What are you talking about? He was a coach as recently as 2015. It was only last May he was terminated for his role in the Baylor scandal. It's not even almost sort of time to even consider him getting on with his coach's career. And this crap about, well, what about second chances? His second chance came when he ignored the first crime, his third next, then his fourth, and on. And he'd had multiple times to do the right thing. But he keeps showing up. Dude, evaporate. Disappear. If not for a while, then forever. And once again, we throw out the NFL and their complicit commissioner, Roger Goodell. You know, we've all followed the Zeke Elliott saga, accused of domestic violence, and, you know, if he's guilty, I hope he goes to jail and never sees the field again. But, man, this league, this commissioner, I know it's a cliche, they always fumble. Ray Rice, Greg Hardy, Adrian Peterson, Josh Brown. You know, they always give the player the benefit of the doubt, despite not only evidence legally, but in some cases, audio, video, or print. So now they have appeared to come to a decision. And I hate to use this term, but it's almost like Elliott is a fall guy. And I'm not a tinfoil hat guy, but there's a scent of conspiracy here. The NFL Players Association has asked for a court order halting any possible suspension. The reason? It seems Kia Roberts, who handled this investigation for the NFL, says the alleged victim was not credible and she would not have recommended discipline, but was not even consulted about all of this when the suspension was decided and that the request to have the victim testify was denied. If nothing, it's basic. It appears an open and fair process wasn't adhered to. All right, a guy who this segment was made for and is a regular, but how about Lane Kiffin, new Florida Atlantic head coach? So in a conversation with the Washington Post leading up to his debut against the Naval Academy, he said, "If I was still offensive coordinator for the last championship game in Alabama, we'd have won instead of Starkeesian." And I'm like, really? Prove it. I'll wait. But not long, because it's just, it's the ultimate least common denominator cheapo comment you can make. It's always self-serving. It's always a hypothetical. Like, we went through this the last couple of years when you had, like, the old Lakers saying they'd have beaten the 96 Bulls or a past team dissing on these current Golden State Warriors. And, of course, it's ridiculous. It's not like Alabama got smoked. You know, Clemson needed a Deshaun Watson TD pass with 1 second left to take him down. Otherwise, a field goal would have forced overtime or they win in regulation if the clock had run out. And, you know, this is just this big bold machine kind of needing after the state, after the fact statement, it doesn't matter. And Lane, considering you've already coached in the NFL, SEC, Pac-12, you're now in Conference USA, maybe concern yourself with the now, because the future may disappear. All right, finally, LSU second year coach Ed Orgeron. Sure, Awful Announcing had a poll which listed him as the second most overrated coach in America. But this whole deal where he says, I'm not going to announce suspensions or discipline of players this season, says for a competitive advantage. But I don't buy that in his justification of we all make mistakes. Don't fans, alum, and those that you ask to give major support deserve more transparency so they know what kind of people they're supporting and representing? Says he promises discipline, but when you play at that level, doesn't the public knowing what a pinhead you are provide a nice hammer of discipline? All right, so I'm going to go with Hamilton Tiger Cat CEO Scott Mitchell as our formal inductee into this week's Crunch Time Tool Shed, and with that, let's call back our proprietor to shut said Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.